Where's the beef?
I'm your huckleberry.
Your old buddy Monty James for America's Hot Barn Report, blasting out coast to coast on SiriusXM 147 Rural Radio, all across the galaxy on Spotify, and on Great American Hometown Radio stations. We go now to the Wild West Cattle Drive town at Dodge City, Kansas, and welcome aboard Ryan Falconer, head cheese at Winter Livestock's King of the Ring Sale Week at Winter Livestock Dodge City, and the Purple Wave Auction Top Cattle Buyer Buckle Sale to boot. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, they started King of the Ring. It's been a good sale going on. We'll have about 8 auctioneers. They will be either world champs or they ran for the world. Going to be a lot of talent here. They compete for $15,000. Then we also have some other individual awards that they compete for, just bragging right awards, you know, like the Roger Emick Award. Roger Emick, this was always his dream, was to have to host a contest like this here. So they have the Roger Emick Award. Then they have the Brian Little Award. Brian Little, he was a big mentor to a lot of these people. Then they have the Fans Favorite Award. Just all around good time, a lot of good cattle, and a lot of good company, and a lot of good auctioneers.
Amen, brother. It's like the Woodstock for cattlemen and women. You know, this massive event is also a Purple Wave Auction Top Cattle Buyer Buckle Sale, and that depends on the barn, how you want to do it. Online sales, of course, you're tied in tight with CattleUSA.com. Of course, the Winter family originated CattleUSA. We have that beautiful buckle that we will give away. That'll go to the top cattle buyer. Any plans on that?
Yeah, well, that's exactly how we're going to do it. Guy that buys the most cattle, most dollars worth of cattle, is going to win that buckle. There's a lot of guys that are geared up for it.
I'll bet. Tell us about the sale itself. Understand you have a lot of good reputation cattle coming in.
Yeah, we're looking to have about 8,000 head on the books. Whoa. Right now. Kind of a breakdown of what we'll have. We'll have about 400 heifers that will already be peg checked open. Yep. Then there'll be 750 head of spayed heifers in here. Then there's going to be about, right around 2,000 head of just feeding heifers. There'll be a handful of replacements in there also. Then we're going to have 4,400 head of feeder steers.
Whoa.
And then something new that has come to us that we are more than happy and feel honored to be able to start doing is we're marketing through our sale ring beef on dairy. There we're going to have about 500 head of beef on dairy calves here coming in on Saturday. So going to have a lot of really good cattle. I'm looking forward to it, and we're all pretty excited about it.
Me too. As a matter of fact, I'm going to roll into Dodge City, one of my favorite towns, on Friday night. So Dodge City, better beware.
Isn't that a daisy?
No, we look forward to seeing you. And for anyone else who wants to come on out, we have an appreciation breakfast and appreciation lunch. So yeah, look forward to seeing everybody.
That's this Saturday, Dodge City, Kansas. Winter Livestock Auction, you need to be there. Thank you, Ryan.
Hey, thank you.
I reckon I'll have me some of the bacon.
What in the hell?
Brought to you by Bassett Livestock, St. Orange Livestock, Ogallala Livestock, Winter Livestock, Torrington Livestock, Duckman's Livestock, Loma Livestock, Cry County Stockyard, Moorbridge Livestock, Napoleon Livestock, North Platte Stockyard, Albion Livestock, Faith Livestock, Platte Livestock Market, and Stockman's Livestock Exchange.